SRN News, I'm John Scott. On the morning after participating in Easter Sunday services, the leader of the Roman Catholic Church, Pope Francis, has died at the age of 88.
Francis suffered from chronic lung disease and had part of one lung removed as a young man. He was admitted to Gemelli Hospital in Rome on February 14 for a respiratory crisis that developed into double pneumonia. He spent 38 days there. On February 12 this year, Pope Francis told the faithful, I think about the so many countries at war. Sisters, brothers, let's pray for peace. Let's do our best for peace. Don't forget that war is a defeat, always. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Also at SRNnews.com, a famous athletic tradition in Beantown features a special beginning as part of the city's celebration of Patriots Day. Correspondent Rich Thomason has the report.
Paul Revere rode down the street proclaiming the runners are coming as the Boston Marathon helped to celebrate the 250th anniversary of the American Revolutionary War. Reenactors on horseback accompanied by a fife and drum playing Yankee Doodle helped to start the festivities in Boston. And today it's the 129th running of the world-famous Boston Marathon.
The actor portraying the colonial silversmith and patriot had to hop off and walk the last few steps himself. The fields of 30,000 left Hopkinton under clear skies and cool temperatures earlier. The race winners on the women's side are Sharon Lochetti, and on the men's side, fellow Kenyan John Carrier. Lochetti finishing in an unofficial 2 hours, 17 minutes, 22 seconds. Carrier won the Boston Marathon in 2 hours, 4 minutes, and 45 seconds. This is SRN News. A new poll maps out LGBT affiliation in the U.S.
The results of the Gallup study will probably not surprise you. The youngest Americans are many times more likely to identify as homosexual than our senior citizens. Liberals, Democrats, and city dwellers are also more likely to be amongst the LGBT than conservatives, Republicans, and people who live in rural areas. Homosexuality is more prevalent amongst women than amongst men. Level of education seems to have no effect, however. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal judge has partially blocked the Trump administration from enacting a policy that bans the use of the X marker used by so-called non-binary people on passports, as well as the changing of gender markers. District Judge Julia Kobach, who was appointed by President Biden, sided with the American Civil Liberties Union motion for a preliminary injunction which stays the action while the lawsuit plays out. This is SRN News. A University of Massachusetts student is arrested in the firebombing of a Tesla dealership.
The Department of Justice said 19-year-old Owen McIntyre was arrested on the UMass Boston campus. McIntyre has been charged with unlawful possession of an unregistered destructive device and malicious damage by fire of any property used in interstate commerce. A federal criminal complaint says McIntyre was in his hometown of Kansas City for spring break when he is accused of setting the dealership on fire. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem's purse was stolen at a Washington, D.C. restaurant on Easter night. The department did not specify what was stolen, but said in an email that the thief took about $3,000 in cash, as well as Noem's keys, driver's license, passport, checks, makeup, bag, medication, and Homeland Security badge. The Secret Service referred questions to the Homeland Security headquarters. More details at SRNnews.com.